From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Human Rights Watch says Iraqi troops assassinated captured prisoners. According to Human Rights Watch, an Iraqi army division trained by the U.S. military allegedly assassinated several dozen prisoners in the final days of battle to recapture Mosul's old city from Islamic State. The rights group, in a report issued Thursday, is urging the U.S. to end support for Iraqi Army's 16th Division, pending a probe into what it believes are war crimes. The watchdog said the alleged executions were witnessed by two international observers who said they saw a group of Iraqi soldiers take four naked men down an alley, and then they heard gunshots. The observers said the soldiers informed them the prisoners were ISIS fighters. Muslim worshippers are expected to return to the Haram al-Sharif complex after hearing the news that Israel had removed additional security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site early Thursday after Israel removed railings and scaffolding where cameras were to be mounted at entrances to the compound known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Metal detectors were removed on Tuesday. Middle East analyst for the Times of Israel, Avi Isasharov.
I think that the Israeli measures, meaning removing the gates, removing the cameras, and even removing the last remains of all kinds of small barriers that were left over there, proved to itself to be very efficient. It will be portrayed by the Palestinian side as a huge victory for their demands, for their struggle, of course, for everything. And in a way, they're right.
Rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas had issued separate statements calling for more mass protests on Friday. This is VOA News. The Turkish prime minister has met with executives of leading German businesses operating in Turkey in a bid to allay concerns over German-Turkish tensions. According to reports, a number of German companies are under investigation for alleged links to last year's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Prime Minister Binali Yildirim sat down with executives of German companies in Turkey, bringing the message they have nothing to fear. Yildirim said the government views the companies as part of the Turkish economy. His comments come after Turkish authorities sent a list to Berlin of German companies allegedly implicated in last year's failed coup to unseat President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Ankara has said the list was sent by mistake and that German companies were not under investigation. But with nearly 1,000 Turkish companies seized in the post-coup crackdown and German nationals also held, business analysts warn there is growing concern among German companies in Turkey. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Some regional analysts say Ankara could play an economic price for the tensions with its biggest trading partner, the biggest threat being the possibility of Western banks reducing loans the Turkish economy depends upon. U.S. lawmakers have reached an agreement that clears the way for a bill imposing new sanctions in Russia, Iran, and North Korea to be sent to President Trump for approval. The legislation also includes a provision giving Congress a fast-track procedure to disapprove of any moves the president makes to end the sanctions. During weeks of negotiations, the Trump administration pushed back at what it saw as an attempt to limit the executive branch's ability to unilaterally ease sanctions. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said on Wednesday that he does not plan to step down as the head of the State Department while meeting with Qatari Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani. Secretary Tillerson said he will stay on as long as President Trump lets him.
I'm not going anywhere.
How long will you stay for?
As long as the president lets you.
How's your relationship with the president right now?
It's good.
Recent reports had been swirling that Tillerson's relationship with the White House was strained because of differences. Taiwan electronics giant Foxconn on Wednesday announced plans for a large LCD display screen plant in Wisconsin, news President Donald Trump praised.
It will be about the biggest there is anywhere. The company's initial investment of more than $10 billion will create 3,000 jobs at a minimum, with the potential for up to 13,000 jobs in the very near future.
This is Joe Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.